like podcasts, but get bogged down by the monotonous themes and structures for topics? Do you tire of constantly learning useful information? Well, have no fear. We have no structure. We have no information. We just have a grand old time.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramble Hour, episode 36. Christopher, how the heck you doing?
I'm doing great. I love catching you off guard. How are you doing?
This is a great week of March. A great week of March.
Why is that?
Tomorrow, which when you guys listen to it will be yesterday, is my last day of reffing for a long time.
Forever?
No, definitely not forever, but taking a month off, at least a month, maybe a little longer. Just kind of getting ready for baby. So going to take some time off. Not going to get yelled at by a bunch of 30-year-old men for a month.
Dang. So it could be longer than a month.
Could be. Yeah. We really don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so all I know is I'm going to give a red card tomorrow.
No matter what.
No matter what. I don't care. Cause I mean, here's the thing. It's very clear. It's hung up all over the place. The rules say no vulgar language. The first person to drop the F-bomb, boom, red card.
For real.
So, as long as it's not the 14-year-old boys that I do first, yes.
Dang. Okay. We will have to check back in on that, because I don't think you're going to give her out a red card tomorrow. I really don't.
I will specifically to one team. It's a Balkan team. The one guy just absolutely ticks me off. There's just something about him that pushes my buttons.
Have you guys had any altercations yet?
Not like big altercations. The first time I reffed him, I don't remember anything. But the second time I reffed him, he's like, "Yeah, you know we're men, right?" I said, "Okay, have a good night." I'm good. I'm not gonna get involved
we're
in this
men.
Conversation.
What does that mean? We're men.
And then he goes, "You know, you don't have to blow your whistle that much." I said, weird. You can go put on a ref shirt if you want.
Oh.
And I tried to like tap his shoulder, you know, like, haha, like, like good joke, buddy, like whatever, you know? And he's like, "Ooh, don't touch me." Ooh. I said, okay, have a good night, bud. Like, I'm not getting involved in this anymore. And then I walk out afterwards. And so the Balkans, they always, whenever they play their game, they go to the parking lot and they party for the next like 4 hours.
Okay. 4 hours. That's a long time.
Alcohol, cigarettes, the whole nine yard. I mean, they're out there when I get off. They can play at 7 o'clock, and they're out there.
Boys.
They're out there till like midnight. And I walk out, and he's like, "Good job, ref." I was like, "Ooh, don't talk to me," and I kept going.
Oh, was it sarcasm?
Oh, absolutely. But it's just like, you're gonna like, what? Why are you gonna be like this? You know. So
I think
fun.
You give him a red just to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give him a red.
Surely he's gonna do something to make you mad.
Oh, him and one guy were yelling at each other. I mean, their culture is different than ours. They just yell a lot.
Uh-huh.
So when they just yell, it gets very loud in there. And a lot of people, which I don't understand this, a lot of people bring their kids to these games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 10:30 and there's kids there that are like 2.
Would you want to get a babysitter?
Just leave your wife at home.
What if she doesn't want to?
She ain't need to be there that late.
I mean, you got to start them young. Let them know this is the sport you're going to play and most likely win the World Cup.
Oh, yeah. That's a good goal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal everybody should have.
Not unless you have dual citizenship, because the United States ain't going to be it.
Unless all these dudes are raising little 2-year-olds to be future champions. And then what, 14, 15 years from now, the whole starting 11 is Baltic.
It's Baltic?
Yeah.
Balkan? Baltic is a sea.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were saying this whole time.
Balkan, B-A-L-K-I-N, Balkan.
Balkan, Baltic, whichever one.
So I got a question for you.
All right.
So the other day, this was, what, last week, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about statute of limitations of laws. I don't know if you remember this. This was like on a drive to work. This was a drive to work. Okay. This was not like a podcast topic. We were talking about statutes of limitations for laws and like how certain laws have certain statutes of limitations based on different countries and states and so on and so forth. So I want a statute of limitation question. I got a statute question, not regarding like true legal law, just like a question.
Okay.
So
A moral statute of limitation.
yeah, one might call it a moral statute of
Okay.
limitation. Good, that's a good way to pose it. So there was a job that was done for me. So there was a job that was done for me at the last day of January, so January 31st, okay? I called this guy at the beginning of January and said, "Hey, before the freeze happens, I need you to come replace some shingles on my roof."
Okay.
Right? Like some blew off in the wind. It's an older roof. I need you to come take a look and replace it. He's done it before. This is probably like his third or fourth time coming out here. So guy knows me, you know, all good. I said, "Hey, like I'm out of town. You know, just do it and send me the bill." Right? Like email it to me, text me, whatever the amount I owe you, and I'll get you, right? And so he came and he did the work. Your mom confirmed he did the work. He was here, right? And so I got back, whatever, that night or the next day or whatever, and I didn't have a bill. And I never reached out, you know. I knew the work was done. I went and looked out there, and, you know, it looked good for, you know, my knowledge of roofing, and never got a bill, never saw anything come through, never whatever. So February passed, no bill, no nothing, no communication with the guy. Most of March passed, and then yesterday I get a text that reads, "Hey, I never charged you for the service I provided you last time I was out." Didn't give me a date, just said the last time I was out. I know, because I am who I am, that it was January 31st. Is there a statute of limitation of charging me now at this point? Moral statute, I guess, not a real statute.
Oh, the charging part, I would say no, there's no, it's the moral thing of do you pay it or not?
Yeah, so like he's saying, yeah, like I didn't charge you, right? And so do I pay him?
I would say yes. I'd say you have to. Like it's the kind of, yes, you have to. Like, 'cause you know he did the work, you know you trust them, and I mean, it is his job to like get a hold of you sooner and that whole thing. But it's just a weird thing of I don't know, it's very weird. It's a weird situation. But yeah, I would pay it no matter what. Like I'd pay it. Now if it's the
Like it
kind of
puts.
thing of he redid your entire roof. And you had like the money set aside, never paid you, like never got a hold of you, and then you like don't have the money. That's a little tougher, but I mean, yeah, you have to pay it.
It's just wild. It's like I get a week, right? Oh, it got busy. We got busy. Billing got behind, whatever, right? But like 2 months?
Is he like, does he have like a full-blown company,
Full
or is
blown company.
like he's given you invoices before? Or is it always he texts you like, hey, I
No,
did
when he did,
this.
so he did our gutters originally when we got gutters put on the house, and it was a full on invoice, like very formal, everything. When he does the like just replacing the roofs, he usually just gives me a number and
Okay.
just comes to the door when he's done because I'm home.
Okay.
And this one, you know, I wasn't home, obviously.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I mean, you gotta pay it. It thinks it's so like late past, and you're kind of like you've forgotten about it almost. Knowing you probably haven't forgotten about it. But yeah, it's like all right, yep. How much? It's weird though that he didn't say like, hey, I forgot to charge you. Here's how much. Blah blah blah. He just said I forgot to charge you. You just say, oh
Yeah.
wow, yeah, thanks. Like
Yeah. I
yeah.
just, it was a super awkward like text message thread. I was just like, yeah. Like, I don't know what you want me to say to that. Like, I'm not gonna ask any questions. And then he just sent back like a dollar number, like $200. Like, oh, okay.
So
No, nothing.
will you pay it?
Yeah, I mean, I paid him.
Okay,
I
okay.
paid him. I can't not, because I want it. Like, if I ever had a pinch or a need, right, it's good to have someone that I trust
Yeah. Oh,
that will
yeah,
do
for
the
sure.
work whether I'm home or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just wild that 2 months later he's just like, "Hey, by the way, now you all of a sudden owe me money."
And maybe it's like one of those things, like, because some companies, it's like, what I don't know what the thing is called, where you have like 30, 60, and 90 days when you
Yeah.
like, well, pay, maybe that's what theirs is. I mean, because technically it hasn't been 2 full months or even
Yeah.
60 days. So,
Yeah, maybe he
Maybe
was just
that's
getting
it.
around to closing his books or whatever, like trying
No,
to balance. I don't
he's
know.
saying 3 months from now, you need the same job. You call him. If he doesn't say anything, will you try and not let this happen again and be like, hey, how much do I owe you? Or will you just play it out again in the hopes that he'll forget?
If the exact same situation arose,
Yes.
I would just tell, I mean, exact same situation, I would just tell your mother where our card is in our house and just tell her to pay it with that
Okay.
card.
Okay.
Because I don't carry all the cards, while I'm traveling. So there would be a card here of some kind.
Right.
Or
Okay.
tell, my wife to leave hers behind and just say, use that when he's done.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to think about it, 60 days later.
Yeah, that's the worst though. It's like I would have been texting like, dude, how much do I owe you? Tell me a price. Tell me a price. And then after like the third time, I'm like, all right, never mind. We're good.
Like, yeah, wild. Yeah, I mean, I probably should have reached out, but selfishly, I'm like, nah, that ain't for me.
For me.
This it's his job, his money, He
I'm
don't
just
want
glad
it.
you paid it. I'm just glad you paid it though.
Yeah, I'm not a terrible person. Okay,
Yeah.
I got another moral question.
All right.
This is I'm just full of moral questions. This one you don't even know, so this is great. No setup for this one. So let's say you work at a soccer place as a
Oh.
referee. Of
You're asking for a friend, right?
course, yeah, always a friend, always a friend. And there's a lost and found, right? And mind you, when you go to this soccer place and you see these little, like, I don't know, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds practicing, the benches are lined, and I mean lined with Stanley Cups. That's what they drink out of.
Ooh.
They don't bring no $3 water bottle. You pay $3.25 for Sam's Club, and you bring in the whole 24 pack. Like that's how I grew up. I didn't grow up on no Stanley, or even a hydro jug back in those days. You brought those little ugly things that were $1.99 at Walmart. So in the lost and found, there's a couple Stanleys.
Okay.
Is it morally wrong to take one after it sat there for greater than a month? You don't ask anyone, you just take it.
So first off, no chance am I taking a water bottle used by someone else. No chance.
Not
That's
even a good
disgusting.
wash?
No, that's disgusting. But nope. First off, I'm already saying no. But if it's like past 30 days, I would feel a little sus about just being like, oh, it's been there for over 30 days, let me take it with me.
Sure.
But I would not hesitate on asking like the manager, like, yo, there's some stuff that's been sitting here for I would stretch the truth like almost a couple months in this box.
Yeah.
Like, is it fair game? And that's how I would play it off.
Fair. Yeah, I
In
mean,
that
I don't.
situation and my experience, they'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, go for it. Free rein, like have at it kind of thing.
Yeah. I
So
know.
that's what I would do. I would feel weird. I mean, heck, tomorrow's your last day. If you really want to go out with a bang, take the whole box with you.
It was for a friend. It wasn't for me.
You tell yeah, sorry, tell your friend whose
Yeah.
wife may be pregnant, take the whole box with him or her.
Perfect. Yeah. No. So the reason, part of the reason I ask is to, right, one, there are Stanley Cups sitting there and they've been sitting there for a while, but I'm like, that's kind of a weird thing. But two, there became a point, I guess it reached 1 year, that an Apple Watch stayed where they hide the like electronics that they find is lost and found.
Oh.
And so after 1 year, that person, if that person, the employee who claims it, I guess, still works there, they get to take it. So one of the girls got to take an Apple Watch.
Oh wow.
So kind of wild.
Dang, I wonder how that played out, if she was
Yeah, I
able
have
to get into it or not.
no idea. Don't talk to her. I'd only seen her that one time when that conversation was happening, and
Yeah.
never, so
And
never knew who she was.
it, like especially with the relationship with the managers that this friend has. I say ask. I mean, worst case, they tell you like, no, like we can't do that. No, we don't do that. Like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
cool. And by the time that said person gets back from paternity leave, they're gonna forget you asked that question. He asked that question.
Pending their wife is pregnant. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
makes complete sense. We for the friend, of course. I'll make sure to let the friend
Yeah,
know.
but let your friend know. You don't want nobody else's water bottle, dude.
I
That's
don't
nasty.
personally, but my
That's what I'm
friend
saying.
might.
Tell him. Tell
My
that
friend
guy
might, you know.
that. I mean, I would take it if I knew, like, I could probably sell it. I could probably
I mean, hey,
resell it.
Stanleys are selling.
But the fact that,
Stanleys
like,
are selling.
a $40 bottle was forgotten, and indoor soccer is not something you go once and then you never go again.
Yeah.
You're there fairly often that you would remember, like, hey, let me check here.
Yeah, no. And there was a guy one time that forgot his wallet. I did return that. So I knew that I was like, that stinks. Like you get home and you're like, ah, crap, my
Yeah, I gotta
wallet.
go back the next day.
Yeah, like that's something you gotta go get.
Yeah, 100%.
So no, just curious on my moral questions
Yeah,
for what
no,
it is.
I mean, I would personally, like, I would go ask. That way, then you got free rein a month or 2 months, whatever their little policy is, 10 days, to start taking stuff home.
Just start showing up even while my friend is on paternity leave.
Oh, 100%. Okay.
You
How long has this been in here? You guys tagging
Ten
this for me?
10 days, yeah. Just here to check on the 10 day counter. Just here to check, yeah. So, but anyhow, tomorrow I have a U14 boys game. Don't know why, and then a bunch of men. So I don't know why I have this random kids game.
Maybe it's a reschedule of some sort.
Gotta be of some kind.
It's
So,
your first game of the night.
yeah, first game of the night. I'm a solo in it. So, like, whatever. I'll see what this is all about.
Now, do in that situation, is every game the same amount, like what they pay the ref fees, or like because they're kids, they're cheaper?
So they're less. They are $12 a team.
As opposed to 15 or 17, whatever you currently pay, because that,
17 a team
dang, so
for
10 bucks
adults.
less a game.
Well,
Because you're doing it one.
yeah, so I'm doing one, so I'll get 24 for the kids games because I'll collect both sides. When I
Yeah.
do the adult game, I only collect one side.
Dang, that's crazy.
So,
Same amount of time they're on the field?
same amount of time they're on the field.
That's interesting. Okay, that's wild.
It'll be interesting to see like if they're good or bad or not. I've never done a kids game at this facility.
I think your goal tomorrow is to either throw out in that first game a coach or a parent. That's what I think you need to go for.
Oh, I could throw coaches out, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, you get a parent thrown out too.
Nah, they don't bother me. They're like behind glass. It's harder to hear them a lot unless I'm like standing over there
Yeah.
or listening because they have, you know, there's glass and in a solo, typically I'm moving quite a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Not in a stopping position.
Yeah, in a duo, it's, you know, kind of up and down and not a whole ton of movement.
Yeah, that's true.
So oh yeah, then yeah. So we'll see. Looking forward to my final day.
Yeah. So, little story for me, because my wife will love that I tell this story. So we're going to the zoo Friday because I'm off. And
Nice.
she texts me, she's like, hey, we're gonna bring lunch. I'm like, awesome. What do you think? And I'm like, peanut butter sandwiches sound great. She's like,
Obviously.
awesome. What kind of jelly do you want? I was like, you know. And so for me, as on peanut butter, I don't like chunky jams. I don't really know the difference to them, but I'm almost positive jelly's like the smooth one. No
Okay.
chunks of fruit. Like, I just want smooth,
Yep.
sugary goodness.
Yep.
So I was like, I'll take some strawberry jelly. And then she hits me with, and she told me she's at Walmart, right?
Okay.
She's like, so what kind? Like, what brand? I was like, I don't care. She's like, no, what brand? I was like, okay, she needs me to sell a brand. So I look it up, and the Walmart brand and the Smucker's brand for the same size jars, they're not crazy different. I was like, oh, let's go Smucker's because I know it's a smooth jelly.
Fair.
Well, I go to
Uh-oh.
pick up
Uh-oh.
groceries from HEB. I'm unloading the car and I see this massive 32-ounce Smucker's jelly in the bag.
Wait,
So
I
I was
thought
like,
she was at Walmart.
yeah. Well, she was at Walmart getting other stuff, not groceries, which then I would so I told I was like, what is this? She's like, that's what you asked for. I was like, I put like a dab of jelly on when I have peanut butter sandwiches. Out of every five, I maybe do two sandwiches of jelly. The other three are straight peanut butter.
Okay.
So I was like, after this weekend, I'll probably never touch this jelly again. Like, just I was like, we gotta get English muffins, we gotta get bagels, like we gotta get stuff that I may put it on.
That I may.
It's not even a guarantee when we put on this stuff. And she tried hit, and then I opened the fridge, and we have a price 50-ounce jelly strawberry from Costco. I'm like, I would have
Oh,
eaten
Lord.
that.
Oh, Lord.
But you were so specific with the brand. I said, could you ask? The only brand of jelly I know is Smucker's.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, and the only reason I said strawberry is because I thought we probably had grape in the fridge. I was like, if I would know we had strawberry in the fridge, I wouldn't have eaten it. So I have 32-ounce Smucker's jelly that I have to somehow eat.
32 ounces is a lot.
It's huge and it's in a glass bottle, so it feels even heavier and just looks like so much more. Every time I open the fridge, it's just staring at me like game time.
Like, here it is.
So I gotta start looking up stuff to put jelly on.
Spread me on something.
Dude, don't know what to
Oh,
do with it.
wow.
Yeah, so my wife's sandwich track record is pretty terrible. Got the Italian subs that were just slamming Italian seasoning, and then now we're buying 32
That's
ounces of
wild.
chili.
That's still wild to this day. That's still wild. Salami and Italian seasoning. It's Italian, right? Sure, I guess. Still
And she
wild.
still swears that like she was not in the wrong in that one.
Oh yeah, well, you know. Speaking from being married for 5 years
Yeah.
plus, women are never wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wives are never wrong.
I
So,
mine is all the time.
oh yeah, I didn't say it. So, I want to publicly apologize, and I looked back to the episodes and I couldn't find what episode it was to reference in, but there was an episode since we're on 36, right? It was probably episode one or two, right? This is a very big thing in my life.
Oh boy.
I was blessed with the ability to attend a Subway for lunch.
Ooh.
Got to go to Subway to lot for lunch. Had a little gift card action from like 2 years ago. So I got to go to Subway, right? And I had my foot long sandwich. Same thing I always have, foot long sandwich, Italian urban cheese, Italian BMT, American cheese, toasted, ranch first, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, black olives. Okay. Whole nine yards. Got it all. Know it like the back of my hand.
It matters that the ranch is first.
Yes, because then you get it in every bite. If it's not first, you don't get it in every bite.
Okay.
Okay. So had that for lunch. And when I went to check out, now you know this about me, Christopher, and people on this call know this. I'm very particular when it comes to money. I can tell you how much I've spent on almost anything from marriage to now. Beginning of
Hotheads.
marriage. Oh, I could sum it out for sure. Easy. Okay. But so I knew that when I started this gift card in 2022,
Oh boy.
Subway was like $8.14 for a foot long. No chips, no drink. That's just my foot long, right? That upped their ranking because A, I'm getting a foot long of sub, and B, barely $8, right? I can swing that, okay?
Up there ranking, oh, like in subs.
In subs, right? That's part of the reason they were number one, right? Because you're getting a foot long when you go to Jersey Mike's, you're paying $20 and it's like two little sandwiches, right? You ain't getting enough to fill nobody. Okay. So
Wait, hold on. Let me defend Jersey Mike's here. $20, you get a gigantic sandwich. And
it's
that.
$14.99 for their two slicer. The it's 20, 21, 22 for
It's
the
under
for double.
$20 for their biggest sandwich. I
Now,
bought it.
maybe not the one that I get because we just got it the other day.
Well, I'm
And
saying
by the other day, I mean a couple
the
weeks
biggest
ago.
possible sandwich you can get that could or should feed two people is under $20. I got one the other day.
I ate it as a solo person. So
You
feeding
didn't
two is a
get
lot.
the gargantuan one.
Yes, I did.
There's three sizes there.
Tomorrow,
Okay.
when you call me in the morning, you ask my wife.
When
She won't
you
lie to
get
you.
it, when you get
She
it,
won't
do
lie
they
to you.
cut it into two pieces or four?
So that one that I'm talking about, four pieces. The typical one, the one that I'm
Okay,
talking
so
about cost-wise, two.
it's under $20.
I think you get the wrong one. Anyhow, back to my
I'm getting the
point.
biggest possible sandwich you can get at Jersey Mike's.
Back
I
to my
walk in, I say,
point.
hey, give me the one that Austin can't finish. They're like, oh, the mini? I'm like, no, give me the biggest one then.
Back
Go
to
back to
my
your Subway
point.
story.
I went on a couple days ago, what, Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever,
See, you can't remember anything.
and they the new cost was over $10.
For a foot long.
Over $10 for a foot long.
On that stale bread.
There used to be commercials out there, $5 foot long, baby.
$5 foot long.
$5 foot long. Okay? And you know, I went out there and I spent $10.83, 10.83 for a foot long.
You don't see any commercials about 1083 dollar foot long. See, it doesn't roll off
Yeah,
the tongue.
it doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
No.
So I quickly ate that sandwich with joy, knowing I'd never go back.
Ooh, whoa. So wait, did you have to pay me cash?
Of course, I had to pay cash because I wasn't expecting that.
That's crazy. Oh, I know that stabbed you right through the heart.
Well, I did it. That's part of the reason I'm never going back. I knew what I was expecting going in there because I had all the previous purchases that I had.
When was the
Now
last time
you're.
you went to Subway? Do you know? Okay, all right, so he's jumping off camera to look real quick. We're gonna find out because I'm curious to see.
Look at this. Look at this. I got it all mapped out, baby.
Okay,
Date,
so
cost, total left on the gift card. I got it
I'm
all.
genuinely curious the last time you went and into now to see how quickly that jump happened.
So I started when I started going, it was 12 December 15th, 22.
He
Eight
legit has
dollars.
this. If this is not an active card, can we please put this on the stories of Instagram?
It's
Because this
not an
is
active card. We can track it.
absurd. You have the notes on there. This is typical Austin
It's
now.
I will take a picture. It's a not an active card. Yeah. So
Oh my God.
12/15/2022 is $8.87.
Okay.
9/26, which was my most recent one before this week. So September 26th, twenty
A year
twenty
ago.
three, it was $9.19. And I had $5.01 left. I'm showing you the paper.
Yep.
$5.01 left on my total. I had to pay $6. I handed the lady $6 in $1 bills for my sandwich.
All right, so you paid, what did you pay this past week?
Ten
10,
something.
1023.
10, no, 1083, 1083.
And what was the last purchase you made?
$9.19. And I only get one sandwich when I go to Subway. There are no changes ever.
So that's a Sheldon Cooper moment. But it's $1.64 they went up in about 5 months.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, I guarantee you that foot long, if you bring a ruler, ain't really a foot long.
It ain't no foot long. No, I will take a picture of this and we can post it. Yes.
That's absurd. You put your little notes on there.
Yeah, I have
But
it so I know exactly when I walk in there. I know how much is on my card. I don't have to ask questions to nobody. 'Cause when I took it in the first time, no joke, I like scanned it because it has a little QR code, right? And then the guy's like, "Oh, do you want me to cut off this bottom stuff so you don't have to see it?" I said, "Oh no, I'm gonna write notes down here." He laughed.
I mean, that's like serial killer vibes right there, man.
What's wrong with that?
It's just it's insane.
It's just getting my self prepared. I live by 5 P's of life. I'm sure I've said this before.
But
Prior
you weren't
preparation
prepared.
prevents poor
You weren't
performance.
you had gone about 6 months ago and you didn't even check to see, have rates increased at all?
Yeah, they want to say, "Well, we're fresh slicing
Fresh
meat
sliced
now."
meat, man.
It's another $1.60. What?
That's insane.
It don't taste any different, let me tell you.
No, it actually probably tastes worse.
I didn't get tomatoes on this sandwich because they looked like they were frozen.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
want no frozen
disgusting.
tomato.
That's disgusting. I mean, you eat it anywhere else you go,
Well, yeah, but this one looked frozen in front of my face. You know, when I don't see it, I don't know. Right? Let's go to the Caesar salad dressing from last week, right? If I don't know there's anchovies in it, brother, I'll eat it.
Oh, yeah, RIP Austin's love for Caesar dressing.
Yeah,
All right,
gone.
so rank your sandwiches. Rank your fast food sub shop.
See, I don't go to many sub shops. That's the problem. So, I mean, here's the thing. Subway's still going to be in the top five.
Okay, I mean, there's only
Right?
like
Because
you
I was
probably have
going to
only
say,
had four.
because I can only think of like five. So I would say, truthfully, Jersey Mike's is number one. Top of the top, like Jersey Mike's is Real good food. Especially when you get the gargantuan sandwich that cuts into four and whatever.
What?
I remember that. I guess I had four because we went and looked at Christmas lights right after that. So that's neither here nor there.
No, when you finished it, by the way, but go ahead. I
I
just
did
know you. I know you, dude. You can't eat
So
anything.
Jersey Mike's is one.
Okay.
The hard part is you're probably gonna like scoff at me, but I'm probably gonna put Subway as two.
Okay. That's between you and the Lord, man.
Because at least I'll like I don't know, I feel like I can get the variety of things. Firehouse Subs is three.
Who never had it?
Yeah, so they're kind of not newer, but like we've gone up here and they always give you a pickle for free. Pickle on the
Ooh.
side for free. So no charge there. The hard part is like I have not been to Potbelly's in such a long time,
Dude,
and I
you were such
only
a
eat.
like, I when we first met you, I
Yeah.
legit thought you had like you invested a lot of your money into Potbelly the way you tried selling it to me.
Yeah, shout out to my sister. Yeah, absolutely.
Bro,
Introduced me, took me the whole nine yards.
we like no joke. I don't know if you remember this. You probably don't. We went to the one in town because we're going. I'm almost positive to a Houston Dash game. The whole drive, I'm like, oh, like okay, I've never had it. Like, and we'll see. And the whole drive, all you do is talk about how incredible it is, how the line moves so fast, and how the workers they like their small talk, and it's just great. I love small talking with them. This whole thing, dude,
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you. And you told me that
yeah.
for months.
Yeah,
And now
you're
it's your number
welcome.
three. I,
No,
if
lower
I
than
would've
number
told,
three.
huh?
Firehouse Subs is three. Firehouse
What's
Subs is
number
three.
four? If I would've told Chris from what, 2015, he wouldn't have believed me. He would've thought I was lying. But no, Austin, like, he bleeds Potbelly. He's got
I
money in
did.
his company.
I did back then. Well, no money, but blood it. What sub shop am I missing? Am I missing one?
I mean, have you ever
Any
had
major?
Jimmy John's?
Yeah, but not enough to like rate it. It would be like the lowest of low.
Quiznos?
Never.
You said Jersey Mike's, said Subway. I mean, those are the only two I can think of that you're like aren't on your list. I mean, sure, there's
Okay.
plenty more, but
No, like big ones. Yeah, so
of
those
the
would be my
big
top
ones,
four.
no. Okay. Okay.
Because yeah, Quiznos not fair to rate. I've never had it. If I have, it's been like if they've done like a free promotion thing or
Yeah.
whatnot, and. Jimmy John's, I think I had one time in college
Okay.
because
So yeah,
my
that.
wife used to love it until she found out the CEO or whatever is a big game hunter, and then we were banned from eating it.
Oh my gosh.
And when I say we were banned, I mean her and I. No one else was
Oh
banned.
yeah. No, yeah. No.
Yeah,
No, I love Jimmy's. Their mayo. They have like a, I know you don't do mayo, so they have like a good mayo, and they do their breads, fresh made bread every day. Their bread is incredible.
Subway's fresh made bread too. I've seen him make it.
What?
I've
No.
seen him make the bread in
Subway's
the
not
little
fresh made bread.
oven. You're just...
Wait, in the oven? They're
Yeah.
toasting, it's not making it.
No, not like after they put the meat on it. I'm talking before they even pull it out of the warming drawer.
You see that happen in the back?
No, they don't do it in the back. They do it right there in front of you. You ain't been to Subway enough to talk smack.
I know I've been to plenty of Subways, and I don't know which Subways you're going to, but it ain't Subway.
I'll go again eventually, not anytime soon, and I'll take a picture. I'll just walk in and take a picture. Are you here for anything? No, just a photo. Seriously? You've never seen like the little cooking things that they have?
Things.
The cooking bread's right behind them. It's right behind the bread station where they do the initial cut.
So okay, all right. So at Subway, loaves start frozen. Subway employees bake each loaf fresh on site.
Boom. Bake.
So they're not making there. They're in the oven, warming it up.
Baking, one might
Oh,
say.
no. Jimmy John's like they do the whole thing with their bread. They don't buy
Like
no
they
frozen made bread.
raise their yeast.
The whole, yeah, the whole nine, buddy. The whole nine.
Why do I not believe you? You never worked at Jimmy John's.
Don't have, you have to work there to know. Never worked at Subway. I got eyes. I pay attention. I listen. Let me look it up right now.
Is baked right in the store where you can see it, baked through the day and never more than 4 hours old. That's a
Who's that?
lot. That's a lot of thrown away food.
Who's that?
Jimmy John's.
There you go, buddy.
That's a lot of thrown away food.
Welcome to
Never.
America and the
Here's the
fast
thing.
food industry.
Here's the thing. You're telling me, and I need you to maybe do some research on this. You're telling me they pull a fresh loaf out, start a timer. You're lying. You're lying. They just tell you, they just write that somewhere.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I mean, but again, it's not like they're open 24/7. They're open prime times of when they're gonna have customers coming.
Yeah, but so they're open at, let's just say, 11 for fun, right? Prime, lunch. It's not like they close between after the lunch rush before the dinner rush.
No, but think about it, 11 to 3 o'clock, your rushes are happening so much, your costs, if you have to make more bread, you're making more bread. And then 3 o'clock, say you have a couple loaves you're tossing out. 3 o'clock, you're starting the next stuff to where 7 o'clock is, by the time 7 o'clock ends, the dinner rush is already come and gone.
It's actually not a bad thought process there.
Yeah. See? See? You don't have to work there to know stuff.
Not a bad thought process, but we don't know if they start that because they probably don't get there at 11 and start a loaf right away. They got to have some made for those first people who walk in the door at 11.
Yeah.
So let's back it up an hour, maybe 2 hours.
It still doesn't mess with my times.
And now we're all of a sudden
makes
messed up.
it makes my timing even better.
9 to 1? No way.
9 to 1 is you throw away that because you're not making as nah. You go work at Jimmy John's for a day.
Chris, when did you take your lunch break today?
4 o'clock.
Ah, so not in prime lunchtime.
But if I were to go eat, I would go eat around 1:30 or 2.
After the fresh bread, because it's done at 1, 9 to 1.
Yeah, but they would have more be like it's not like at 1 o'clock after 4 hours they're like, okay, now we gotta start making stuff again. They're making stuff in staggered to where it's constantly bread is always fresh.
They're not starting the timer. We don't know that it's fresh. They could just pull from the
No,
front, like
their bread is so special, it turns green after 4 hours. It has its own timer built into it.
I worked at a grocery store type place, not a full grocery store.
Say the name.
CVS.
That's not the gracious.
So, when you restock
That's
shelves, you're
more of a gas
supposed
station.
definitely not. You're supposed to put
Closer to a convenience store.
the newer stuff in the back and leaving the old stuff up front, right?
Yeah.
We all know that. You think a teenager or a minimum wage worker is doing that type of work? You a liar. You're a liar.
I'm just saying. You're acting as if like they make a billion loaves of bread and they have like four customers in that 4 hour span. You're acting like they have no customer.
I can't shame you and say that you wouldn't have done that when you were minimum wage worker, because you would have. You would have put all the new stuff in the back. You would have moved the whole display to put
100%.
one new bottle in the back. So I
100%.
can't like shame you for that.
100%. Go all in at all times.
Is that your new motto?
I think so. I like it. It rolled off the tongue nicely.
Go all in at all times.
Yeah. I
I'm
mean,
gonna.
you're gonna write it down.
I think I'm writing it down because I think we've just found the title to our episode. And enough with this argument about how bad your choices are and how well you think you know sandwich shops.
Okay.
We posed a question last week to our listeners. The question was, we wanted to know about how many movies
Oh, yeah.
we thought they had watched. I don't think we got any responses.
I need to see a response.
I don't think we got any responses. Wild. It's like, were you guys even out there listening? Why have us pose questions? Hello? Is this thing
Yeah.
on?
Is this thing on?
So, but we did find that you had missed a bunch of movies.
A ton of movies, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm now realizing, like, oh, I probably missed way more than I'm thinking because, like, I was talking to your wife, and she's like, "Oh, dude, you've seen so many more. Think about all the Disney Channel original movies." I was like, "Dude, I have them all accounted for." And then she's like, "No, I bet you don't." And so that got my brain. I'm like, "Okay, I got to prove her wrong. I got to show little
Rightfully
sis
so.
that big bro." Well, it turns out I missed all of them. Like
Oh.
I had of 30, I had maybe four on there.
Oh, wow. And they were the High School Musical ones.
Yeah, exactly. And so I've gone and add
Well,
them, and I like now I feel like I feel like I'm missing so many, but I don't know what I'm missing at this point.
Sure.
Because like I've added like I've made sure I did all the Air Buds, the power ranks, like all that. So now the list is now up to 1183.
1180. Yeah, I just don't think most people have seen over 1,000 movies in their lifetime.
Probably not.
Like
This, yeah.
you have a big commitment to movies.
Yeah. I wish this would also count series, not seasons, but series. Because that I know for sure I'm higher than most people on that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You watch a lot of TV, period. Just full stop.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I know we have both discussed, or we discussed last week, right? Three Bodies Problem to watch it
Yes.
and kind of do updates. And neither one of us have started it at this point in time.
Right.
We are looking forward to it.
Yes.
I wrapped up Class of 09.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. I encourage everyone and anyone to watch it. It's a great, great, great TV show. 8 episodes long. Nothing too crazy. Something you could do in a night when you're ball sprinkling, you know?
Yes, yeah, true.
You know, when you get back out there to doing whatever you do for fun. So yeah, I think TVs are starting to turn good. I started a new show.
Okay, what
Finished
one?
Class of 09. Started a new show. Don't know if you've heard of it. It's kind of newer. Suits. I think it came out like 2011.
Yeah, but it got huge in like 2020 or 2021. Like the whole world was watching it. I was like, this is such an old show. I went, of course, at that time, went back to rewatch it. Incredible
Sure.
show. Incredible show.
Yeah. So
But
started.
it's,
Oh, go ahead.
I wouldn't even say it's the top. I'm trying to think of USA Network shows. It's definitely not top two or three.
Well, no, Burn Notice and Psych. I mean.
Yeah, Burn Notice, Psych, White Collar.
I mean, yeah, I would easily put those top three as well.
Yeah. Okay.
If NCIS would ever die, I could put it on that list potentially,
No, it's
but
gone too long. Too
it's
many cast changes. People coming back from the dead. No, thank you.
like if it cut off after a certain season count, maybe, but we're too deep in at this
Yeah, it's
point.
the Navy SEAL soap opera. No, thanks.
Yeah, no, I would agree those top three. So let me ask you this. I had this conversation with my wife yesterday at dinner, actually.
Okay.
Is there a TV show, and maybe you can't think of it off the top of your head, and we got to circle back to it next week or whatever, but is there a TV show that is so good and you would put it on a top five, a top 10, heck, a top 20, right? Series, not season, series list of TV shows that you absolutely love, but you physically cannot go back and watch it all the way through?
Mad Men.
Really?
Yeah, Mad Men is one of
That
those
was
shows
like
like,
the quickest thing I've ever heard.
because this is something like I've thought about, like there's so many shows like I wish I never saw so I could go back and watch for the first time.
Yes,
And
yes.
Mad Men is like Breaking Bad is also one, but if I can go back and rewatch Breaking Bad. Mad Men, I don't
Fair.
think I can go back and sit through that whole show again.
Really?
Yeah, because
But
it
it's
just,
like a good, good, good show.
yeah, it's like it's just so cool, like the way it's shot. The time period, but there's just so many times like you just hate Don Draper, like the main character. You just hate him. He's just such a like scumbag at times. But then you like love it. So it's just that's the show I wish I never saw, so I could go back and rewatch it. But I will most likely, unless like you were like, hey, I'm gonna watch it. I think we should do the whole thing together. I would do that, or with my wife, I would do it. But on my own, I don't even think about ever watching it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I
Like
mean,
Game of
it's
Thrones, I've done
interesting.
numerous times. Breaking
Yep.
Bad, I've done numerous times. Like Mad Men's for sure for me that show.
Yeah, I can do Breaking Bad. Like, that's fine. I've never redone White Collar, but I've never retried.
I've
I'm
done.
sure I could.
Yeah, I've done it.
But there's one I have tried.
Which one?
I went back and thought four times to rewatch it.
Wow.
And I cannot get past the first episode.
Okay.
I can finish the first episode, but I never turn it back on again for episode two. But I love this show. It's on
Okay.
USA.
USA. It's not Psych, not Burn Notice. Is it Burn Notice?
No, it is Psych.
It's
I
Psych?
cannot watch it again. I have tried.
Why?
I don't know. There's something that keeps me going back from like clicking play on episode two every time.
Really?
I love the show. I love the banter. I love the characters, but I cannot rewatch the whole show.
See, that was one of the shows in 2020 I went back and rewatched.
Yeah, I just can't.
And it's so good, but the final season and a half is insanely terrible.
Oh,
Like
it's
that
awful.
show took a turning point and went from like this quirky, just fun little fake sidekick
Yep.
show to just the most absurd, like for no reason storylines. Like there's movies and shows that, like, it's just so insane, but it's like it intrigues your interest, right? This is just
Yeah.
like what were they thinking? Like
Yeah.
they're like a high schooler wouldn't even write something this dumb. Like
Yeah, no,
it was just
it's
so
bad.
bad. But
Yeah.
those first like four seasons probably are like so good. I could watch them on repeat.
Oh yeah, I know.
Psych's so
I think
good.
about them and I talk about them, but I just can't get to turning it on and starting it.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird because like, and I don't know what it is because it's not like a length of time because like I've done Game of Thrones twice, three
Yeah.
times. Like I finished the 100, what, couple months ago, maybe a month or two,
Starting
three, 4 months
again.
ago. Already starting it again, already on to season three. Like turning it so quickly, like. There's no problems. It's just one of the ones I can't redo.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, Mad Men may be crazy to other people, but that psych, I feel like it's insane.
I know, 'cause it's not even like it's a heavy show, right? Like I cannot redo Criminal Minds because it's heavy.
Oh yeah, I couldn't even watch one episode of Criminal Minds.
Like it's too heavy. Like I remember watching it all the way through the first time. I think it's episode 100. Spoiler alert coming if you haven't seen it. I think it's episode 100 where Hodge's wife dies,
Yeah.
and like I literally turned off the show and like just sat there. It's just so heavy at that time,
Really?
and like I can't go back and watch it. Like especially now that I've gotten older, like it's not that I'm afraid of the scary things, like movies or TV shows or like jump scares or the, but it's like so intense. Like when I close my eyes, do I have to think about that in my own house now?
Dang.
You know, like when I was in my parents' house, I was like, look, dad's got it, you know, he got it all. Ain't nothing to do with it for me.
Oh yeah.
Now it's like I am that. So
Yeah, that's a big role.
it is. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know? Any bump in the night and it's me. Because we all know my dog's useless.
I was thinking that the other day. There was the other night, my wife. This is terrible. My wife went to the store, got dark. I was like, oh my gosh. And me, two kids, and the dog. I'm like, what are we gonna do if something happens? I got a golden retriever. She may show them where I'm at, so they'll murder me. Like she may show them the place. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Get my little 60-degree wedge and hopefully they don't have a gun?
Oh gosh. Yeah, it's crazy. It's
Yeah.
crazy. Yeah, your dog would show them where you guys are hiding. Like, oh, by the way, they're here.
Yeah. Oh my dude, freaking that dog! I'm like, we need to get something for like protection here. So I got the stick at the door, lock
Nice.
the garage.
Nice.
Now
Nice.
I do have a question for the listeners because you and I discussed it, and you could tell them your opinion. I was watching a movie called The Gift. It has Joel Edgerton. What's his name?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. As I was watching that, I realized it's a decent movie. Every scene Jason Bateman's in, and this is everything he's in for me, I realized he ruins every scene. He's the same person. It's just copy and paste every movie. I don't understand how he's still something in Hollywood. And it's gotten to that point also with Ben Affleck, who I think is an awful actor. And then Matt Damon, like with the past like 10 years of Matt Damon, Jason Bateman, it's all the exact same stuff they're doing.
Okay, I want to ask this question because I'm looking it up before I go any further. The Gift, is it so I can read the synopsis, but does the guy from like old high school come and visit Jason Bateman, leave a gift, and like the gift is a button that he like can put like pushes and kills people?
No.
Different movie?
Different movie, different movie.
Different movie. Okay,
He,
okay,
but so
okay.
up until the button, it's all yes. He drops off gifts and he almost becomes like a stalker.
Okay.
And then they all start freaking out. Then he tells them like stay away. He writes a letter that kind of like says, like, oh, you did some stuff to me in the past. Then the wife of Jason Bateman is like, I need to figure out who my husband really is. So then it kind of spirals into this thing. So like I thought it was gonna be more murder or like more other stuff, and there's really nothing like. It was more just suspenseful the whole movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Jason Bateman just takes me out of it every single time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch him in Ozark?
Hated Ozark, dude.
Really?
I could not. Yeah, I did the first season of Ozark. I could not get into it. And like dark shows, I'm fine with. I now, like back then, I just didn't know what it was. I was like, I just don't like it. Like, I loved Breaking Bad. Like, I loved the way Game of Thrones was shot, where it was always mostly stark scenes to where, like, those characters, they're very different time periods, but the way it was shot, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I think it's Jason Bateman's why I don't like Ozarks. Because he's
I mean, I've never started it.
the same dude.
So, Horrible Bosses, bad movie. Horrible
No, it's a
Bosses, Charlie Day.
Horrible Bosses is a good, funny movie, but because that's who Jason Bateman is. That's all he is.
Okay.
Like, same with Arrested Development. I love Arrested Development,
Fair.
but it's because those two, like, he can't do anything else besides like that kind of stuff.
Trying to think of what other big things he's been in.
Like I
Game
think
Night, yeah, same character in Game Night.
he's in the movie Air, the Michael Jordan movie, which you may
Okay,
like. I mean, but that also has like Ben Affleck,
identity theft, same
mediocre
person. Yeah, now that you're saying it, and I'm
Matt
looking at like
Damon.
his movies.
For most of Matt Damon's stuff, he's the same dude. Like, I remember there was a movie recently where he's supposed to be like some, I think a governor, like a Florida governor. He has his Boston accent. Like, he's not even trying in some of these movies nowadays. And I just don't get how these dudes keep getting put back into these roles.
These same roles. Yeah, I mean, I think about it like the breakup, the switch, what's the other one? Couples retreat, like
Yeah.
they're all the exact same character.
The exact same dude. It's insane.
I mean, here's the thing. I think he's phenomenal. But I'm
So, yeah,
only
it's
basing it
crazy.
off of like Horrible Bosses and Arrested Development.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
not to say I haven't seen like Couples Retreat and The Switch and those movies, but like I never thought of him as like the same person until you're saying it out loud physically.
Yeah, like it because there's so many other actors. Like, I'm trying to think of a good one. I mean, John Krasinski, and take him from Jim Halpert to Jack Ryan.
No, yeah, that ain't a thing.
I don't see the same guy.
I don't see the same guy, but I look at John Krasinski and I see Jim Halpert. I don't see anyone else ever. I see Jim Halpert acting versus John Krasinski acting,
Okay,
if that
but
makes sense.
yeah, but you don't see him in Jack Ryan. You see Jack Ryan.
No, yeah, I see Jack Ryan.
Or the what war movie was he in? Like something, was it 12 hour, not 12 hours. That movie, he, I mean, another like kind of war thing, like Jack Ryan, he was amazing in.
No, I don't. I'm trying to think of what's the one, it's where he has to be silent. He's
A
got
Quiet
family.
Place.
It's a quiet place. Like I don't see either of them in that one either.
Yeah.
Like it's such a different look. You know?
Yeah, 13 hours. That was the one. 13 hours.
Oh, 13 hours. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, dude. They just, that those three dudes right now bother me so much because a lot of the stuff I've been watching, they just have happened to be in. And I'm just like, man, they just, like I said, except for like the older Matt Damon stuff, some older Ben Affleck stuff, like The Town.
Sounds real old.
Yeah, like he was great in it. But if they're doing a Boston thing, they're good in it.
Yeah,
Anything else?
yeah.
They're just so I just don't I don't see the hype behind these three dudes,
Fair.
and they're not the only ones. There's other actors and actresses who'd have this, but I just because they're all like fresh on my mind, I'm just like, dude, that movie could have been so much better if the pacing was different and he wasn't in the movie. I
Drawn
like
criticalities.
I truly believe that.
Drawn criticalities to the movies now.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought maybe you should go into like directing?
Directing?
Yeah, move out to LA.
Oh, I won't move to LA. No chance. Do I do it? We'll discuss this tomorrow morning. I don't want the whole, I mean, we don't have the whole world listening yet, but I don't ever want anybody to find this. I am working on a movie right now.
Oh, here we go. Don't y'all worry, I'll bring y'all up to speed next week. It
My
probably won't be very
fear
long.
is I got this incredible idea in my brain, but I think it may have happened already. So I don't know if it was a great dream I had and I like a while ago, and I just think it's a real movie or it was a real movie. I don't know. I tried Googling it, but I don't think I'm Googling the right stuff. I don't know, dude.
Well, don't Google it. Then the Googs is getting what you're having.
That's true.
And then AI is gonna write your movie for you.
That's true. That's
You
true.
don't want to do that.
No, I didn't think about that. That's darn. That's a great point.
So keep it in your head, write it in a book, write it
Yeah, because
somewhere.
I think I could get an Oscar for this idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
You will move to LA, but you think you can get an Oscar.
Yeah. I may honestly, while we're at it, I may cast myself as the lead role.
Oh, here we go.
Get Oscar for best writer. I'll direct it, director, actor. I'll be supporting actor too. I'll sweep the Oscars.
I'm just saying, if it's not about a skinny white kid who doesn't know how to handle a tool, you ain't in it, Chris.
No, that would be my documentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that would make sense. That would make sense. But yeah, it's gonna be okay. I'm excited to hear your thoughts
Yeah, but Jason
of.
Bateman will not be invited.
Well, what if you need a Boston guy?
Well, he's not the Boston guy. It'd be Matt Damon if I went Boston.
Oh, okay. What if you need a funny guy who loves his child named Michael Cera?
Ben Bateman's my guy.
The purpose, see, exactly, and owns a banana stand. Well, did until it burned down in like season two.
Exactly.
That
Exactly. That was such a good show, though.
was a wild show. You know, I don't think I could go back. Going back to the topic we were just thinking, I've never tried because I've never finished it. Well, I have finished it, but I don't think I could go back and watch Sons of Anarchy again.
It's hard. That one's a hard one. I mean, yeah.
Because you know what happens, and some of those things are so big and so
Yeah.
gut-wrenching.
Yeah. And it's like that's for like for me in Prison Break. Like Prison Break was good for the moment I watched it in, but it's just like if I went back and watched it, it's just so thinking back on it, I remember everything about it, it's just so anticlimactic the whole time.
Yeah.
Like it the first episode of Prison Break is probably one of the greatest episodes of all time. And then everything after that was just like I was waiting for the big thing to happen. It never happened.
It never came.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what I think shows I get money, I get the whole thing, why they do it. But getting when you write a show, I truly think they need to start writing. Of course, sitcoms are different because they go on forever,
Sure.
whatever. But like those kind of shows, like have your beginning and your end already done.
Yeah.
And then set a time frame of 5 seasons, 4 seasons, and here's how we're gonna play it all out. Don't do this. We had 3 great seasons and man, everything's picking up. We were gonna end it, but why would we?
Why
And you
would
get
we?
two
Yep.
more seasons under your belt, and then it's just like, because if you watch Game of Thrones, there's a lot of unanswered things that just never happened because they decided to go different routes because they were blowing up the way they were.
Yep.
So,
Yep. Okay, so this got announced at the end of February, and I want to know your thoughts, and then we can wrap it up. But I'm interested since we're on the movies call. In it was announced that there's going to be a new series released in 2026.
okay.
So it's a while away, but it's expected to be produced by Warner Brothers and like Discovery, Disney area, right? It's a new Harry Potter series
Ooh, okay.
taking place as how is it Albus?
Dumbledore?
Albus Potter? No, Albus Potter.
Oh.
As Harry's firstborn navigates Hogwarts and the popularity as of his father.
Okay.
So I don't think any of the original cast has signed on yet that
Okay.
I've heard. I assume they're really going to push for at least Daniel Radcliffe. But I don't know, I mean, potentially Bonnie Wright in Ginny Weasley, just because, like, that would be mom and dad. So I think they play a role, at least in the first episode, if not multiple,
Yep.
how they kind of walk through it. But it would be, so I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it.
So First off, I thought they were going to do a show on the books. Are they not doing that anymore?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because the talks, from what I remember hearing, was they were going to do a show basically what the movies were. And I was like, why are we redoing that? Like, that's stupid. This, I love this idea. My thoughts are, do not bring back any of the cast. The cast you would have wanted would have been Snape and Hagrid, because those were the Hogwarts guys. That's
Sure.
who you would have wanted. I
Sure.
wouldn't want, I mean, I feel like if you bring back like Daniel Radcliffe, any of them, Hermione, any of the three, and Ginny, it would be like Scrubs, like season 9 of Scrubs. Like, why are JD and Turk here? Like, are we doing it just because we'll get the fans in, and then episode 3, when they're gone, all the fans are kind of like, well, where'd they go? Why are we still watching this?
Fair.
Because that's what happened with Scrubs. If Scrubs would have changed the name and never brought back anybody but maybe Dr. Cox, and like, or whoever came back was in the entire show, it would have been different. But when they did the whole barely in, barely out, and then just gone, it stunk and went downhill, never survived. So I think doing that, they need to be careful with who they bring back, how they bring them back. And I also don't want it to be like Ron's now a teacher. If you're going to do something like that, the twins should be teachers there or professors.
Well, one of them's dead.
One of the twins?
Not in real life, in the show,
Oh,
right?
okay.
Fred died for
You're
sure, for
that's true.
sure.
You're right. Okay. So in the other one, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think yes, you almost have to bring back, like, depending on how the series is shot, if it's an hour, versus a half an hour, right? I assume it's gonna be an hour.
I would
I
hope
think
so. I would
you would
hope so.
have to bring back at least Daniel Radcliffe and Bonnie Wright, Ginny Weasley for the first episode, just to like get him off to Hogwarts.
So I think you could just start in Hogwarts. I don't think you need to go with the whole getting the, and this is, I mean, you're the Potterhead more than me, so tell me if you disagree. I think if you do the whole, the bird brings the letter, he
The
goes to
Diagon Alley
platform
thing again,
nine,
yeah.
like he can go to Diagon Alley, like make it more of a, like, don't go to platform 9 3/4. We don't need to see that again.
Sure, you're not wrong. We know
Like,
what it kind
kind
of
of like
is.
get him into the school, and then like they randomly want to go to Diagon Alley for whatever else, then they go there on their own some mysterious way, kind of thing.
Yeah, and it could be the
Like,
type of thing where like everybody knows him going through the alley just because of his last name
yeah.
versus having his dad present. Yeah, I mean, I could see it.
Like, let's bring up those places, but do new ways of getting there.
Yeah.
Like, don't rely on the things that will make you and I who watched it back then, or people who read the books, be like, if you bring back more things that were in the books and not in the movies, that'd be cooler. But like, if you're like, oh, we're
Yeah.
just doing 9 3/4, I don't think I would have like care about the nostalgia of it.
Fair. Fair. Yeah, no, I think it'd be very interesting. I mean, 2026 is a ways away, and I mean, if they're announcing it now, I assume they're gonna get around to recording fairly soon. So we'll find out some more details around it. But I think we are, speaking of that, how close are we to House of Dragons release?
June 16th. I'd love to know the cast. I for this Harry Potter thing, I'd love to know who the cast is. That'd be sweet. And not like who they're bringing back, but like who his son's going to be, who's playing him.
Yeah, June 16th. Well done. So yeah, we're getting close to I've seen
So,
all the new pop releases. They, counted for all those.
thoughts on him?
Thoughts on, I think it's weird unless so the one so I love Viserys Targaryen with the golden mask. Absolutely love it, right?
Okay.
Because like that's him. Rhaenyra is fine, no problems. Daemon's cool, obviously. The one that I find weird is Crabfeeder. Because like I don't know how he's gonna play into season two. I know how he played in slightly to season one, right? Being the fighter of the dead and Daemon fought him and so on and so forth. But like, how is he gonna now play into season two?
Is he
Like,
dead?
I'm pretty sure Daemon killed him. So
So,
that and then there's what is her name? Rhaenys. So not Rhaenyra, but Rhaenys riding a dragon. So that one's a really cool pop.
okay.
So those have been added to my list, but such is time. I keep looking at the little Nerd Boulevard by your house and nothing pops up.
Really?
Yeah, I mean nothing that I'm like super interested in. They buy
Yeah.
more like anime type stuff. So I don't buy a bunch of anime, really any anime.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah, that'll be interesting to grab one, because like I could see if they somehow go like do like flashbacks with the two or one of the other young girls that were in it,
Yeah.
then maybe. But if they don't do that, I really don't know how they would do it then.
Yeah, it's just weird that you like release it as a phase two pop.
The
You know, when I'm
I
pretty
don't know if
confident he's dead.
I don't know if that's kind of like showing that he'll be more involved this season,
Yeah, exactly.
you know.
Exactly. So I think there's a lot to come of it there.
Now, what house are you?
Oh, I'm black. I'm the black.
Okay.
I'm with the blacks,
Okay.
for sure.
Okay.
Don't tell me you're a green.
I'm green all day.
No, you're not. You're not a green.
This, what, why are you gonna tell me? How are you gonna tell me
You're a
what green?
high tower,
Yeah, dude.
dude. Get out of here. I can't even. I can't. Yeah,
I'm not for that incest, bro.
I'm not for the incest, but I'm for Damon all day.
Dude, I can't stand Damon.
No. No, I mean, I'm not for the incest, but I'm also not for marrying your best friend's father.
I mean, I'd rather that than marry my cousin or my niece.
Weird. It's a weird world out here, okay? Terrible human. Your son lost his eye, okay?
No, I need to go back and watch season one, I think.
Oh yeah, we will go back and watch season one as a duo
Okay,
as
beginning
we
of
get
June.
closer. Yeah, probably closer to the beginning of June, trying to
Like
get
first
one
or
in it.
second week. Because
Yeah,
it's
trying
what,
to get
eight
one in
episodes?
8 episodes, one in a day, knowing we're just continue. So if we do June 8th, do 8 episodes, it goes live on the 16th or
Lead into the
whatever,
16th. Yep,
lead
I love
straight
it.
into it. Yeah, so
Love it.
we'll do that because that's how we always run our lives.
Oh, man. So there's a lot of good stuff coming out soon, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I did not know that about the Harry Potter thing. That makes me so much more excited, because I don't know why I thought, I mean, I don't know if I heard it or if I just assumed that's what they were going to be doing, is like just doing basically what we've already had in movies, just again in the series. I was not looking forward to that at all. Like a
No,
new
I
Harry.
yeah, no, that would be silly. I don't think it would get the traction. Maybe they toss the idea out there,
Like, if
you
they did
know.
that, you'd have to wait 20 years to do that.
Yeah,
Because
because
the
our
movies are still
generation is
so
not gonna,
fresh.
yeah. And our generation's never gonna accept a new Harry Potter.
No chance.
You know, never would. You know, you need to wait till, this is sad, but you need to wait till the main cast all passes away and then do it. You know, like in their memory or in some way, because like you cannot do it right now while they're all living. And for the most part, I mean, still in national news, not necessarily in TV shows, but like,
No,
you
they're
hear
still
Emma
very well known in
Watson's,
Hollywood and
yeah,
stuff.
you hear Emma Watson's name every now and then. Like, you don't hear Ron's name. I don't even know his real name, to be honest about truth.
Oh, is it Rupert?
Oh, you're right, Rupert.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't
Rupert
know. Well done.
P.
Well
Rupert
done.
P.
Well done to
Rupert
know
Grant.
that.
Rupert Grant.
Like, you don't hear his name a ton, but like Emma
No.
Watson, Daniel Radcliffe, they're still in things, they're still fairly popular, so you gotta kind of let that go.
Okay, let us know thoughts on Jason Bateman. Let
Oh,
us
here we
know.
go.
All right, so you team Chris, House Chris. Copy and paste is what Jason Bateman, what Matt Damon has turned himself into, and Ben Affleck. Or you Austin, not the same for Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, but Jason Bateman's can do no wrong in his eyes. Let us know, please, because I mean, last week you guys did not let us know, and
At
Austin's
all.
still pretty sad about it. But for Chris and Austin, we love you guys. And until next time, always remember, we can't change the world unless we ramble. Keep on rambling.